First Thessalonians chapter number 1. The message today is entitled In God. In God. And again, I would like to encourage you. Okay, this morning we mentioned that you stop and you examine yourself, examine your life. Where are you spiritually? And are you where God wants you to be? We talked about that, and we said maybe today the Lord will speak to you, and I pray that He will. And I believe this message is just really for the entire church. We mentioned individually this morning, stop and just push that refresh button. God, is this where you want me to be? Is there a higher calling in my life? You know, David could have been just a shepherd, but God made him a king. Amen. And, Moses could have been a prince, but God had a higher calling in his life. I'm not sure what God has for your life, but listen, I pray that will be revealed today. But this morning, in these next few moments, I would like just to talk to the entire church. We are a body of Christ. Amen. And we are, what the Bible says, striving what? Together. Accord in one mind, in the same accord, and you know, striving together, going in the same direction. And listen, you look at each other. You need each other. Amen. Listen, the Bible says that it's not against flesh and blood. Hey, your fight is not with your pastor. His fight is not with you. Hey, it's against darkness. Hey, it's against principalities. That's our fight. That's our battle. It's not against you. It's not against each other. It's not against family and family. There ought to be no division. We ought to be striving together. And when a church is in God, listen, man, God show up. Hey, God will show up. Amen. Let's pray. We'll get right into it. Father, I pray now that you would to show up. Father, I need you to speak through me. And Father, I do pray, Lord, if there's someone, Lord, who's not saved, who's never given their life to you, I pray today they just raise that white flag and just say, Father, I surrender. Man, I'm tired of trying on my own. I'm tired of just trying to live that good life. Lord, I know there's something bigger. I know there's something more for me. I pray, Father, that you would just touch the individual's heart and that you save him today. Lord, specifically for this church, this ministry. Father, I pray your blessings. I pray for your power to be upon this church. It is a body. Every single person in here is important. And I pray, Father, that you help us this morning. Lord, help me to preach this in a way it's simple for us to understand. We need you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Early this morning, about 4 o'clock, and I woke up, and last night I was at the desk, and just I'm very spiritual. I read my Bible and I pray, and you know, kind of prep for the day. And I left the chair right there, kind of in by the desk there, and I got off the bed, and all the lights were off and things, and it was dark, obviously. And got up and half asleep, and I was making my way to the bathroom, and man, hit my toe. Ever happened to anyone? Yeah. All right. Amen. And I'm standing there going, and I'm hobbling to the bathroom like this, and the only thing I realized was, my little toe, it's important. It's important. Listen, maybe here today, you say, well, I'm not important. You are important. We may look at our little toe and say, man, that thing's worthless. It's smelly. It's in the way. What's the use for my little pinky toe? You try hitting it, and your body will remind you how important your toe is. Listen, maybe you're here today, And you feel like, man, I'm just not adequate. I'm just not equipped. I don't have any talent. I don't have any abilities. Man, I don't have what it takes. Listen, you're important. You're important to this ministry. You're important to this church. We had a guy in our church, and he lives not too far from the chapter house, and I'll get right into scripture here in just a few moments. But his name is Chad, he's a blessing. He was church hopping all through his years, and he came to our church. He kept coming, and he would come to the church. He would sit there, and I'd be preaching. He'd be like. He always do this. This is what he does. And he'd get up and he'd walk out the door. Right in the middle of my preaching. He comes back the next Sunday. He's reading the Bible. He'd walk out the door. Time and time, and that's what he would do. He would just. It's like, goodness, I made a visit to his house one time, and I said, you, I notice you always are leaving right in the middle of my preaching. What's going on? He goes, what you're preaching, it's different. The way you preach it and what you're preaching is different. He said, I go home, and the scripture you get, I go home and I read it, and I compare with my Bible. And he says, the Bible that you use, it's right. What Jesus said is right. I never saw that before. And he said, I've been going to the Church of God here, and they teach me that tithing is not in the Bible. And they teach me that we're not supposed to sing. And I'm sitting there, and you guys are singing, and everyone's happy, everyone's enjoying themselves, and I'm wondering who is right. I don't get this. What's going on here? So I began to disciple him, and he got saved, and praise the Lord for that, and we baptized him, and he doesn't have any electricity or any running water and things, and he's by himself. He's like 55, 56 or something, and he's just a blessing. And his dog, his name is Oreo. I love Oreo. He's very obedient to him. He just follows him around. He walks around. He has no vehicle. He walks around town. And I begin to disciple him. I pick him up on the way to Gallup. And I say, hey, I call him. Hey, you want to go to Gallup? I got to go to Home Depot. Need some help? Hey, you want to tag along with me? Hey, we'll get a burger. Hey, all right, I'll go. And he came, and he goes. And you know, no one really treats him special like the way we do. And one time we were there. He stopped. He got out, and he says, Pastor. He goes, thank you for the church. He says, it really means a lot to me. And I said, brother, I want you to understand this. I said, listen. I said, you're important. You know, it changed him. He got out of the truck, and he was like, I can see him in the mirror. I'm important. The next Sunday he came, he had a nice shirt on. He kind of came in like this. He goes, oh, man, I'm important. I'm important. And he sat down, shook his hand. Listen, you're important. You're important to God. These kids are important. Teenagers are important. You're important to God. I want you to understand this church. Every single one of you, you are important. And this church needs you. I'm driving my new truck down to the hotel. I'm enjoying my new truck, and man, the AC's cold, and it even came with a chainsaw. Praise the Lord. Man, a full packet came with a load of wood, and even has those one of those side steps that comes out, almost broke my shin, and you know, chainsaw, and I'm driving on the way back. Listen, you guys have beautiful country here. And it's green. I love it. I was telling you, Pastor, man, it's beautiful. It's green. You know, it may not be a big deal to you. But I see things you don't see. I have a bit different perspective of that. I said, man, I wish we had some of the screen back home. You know, people may look at your church and say, man, I wish I had this. I wish we had these ministries. I wish we had these buses. You only look at things as God sees them. And I'm driving my new truck with my new chainsaw with a load of wood. And then your pastor, he gives me a truck with no gas in it. And my gas light goes on right out after we ate, and I got the light gas coming. Ding, 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 ding. I said, that's sorry guy. And things, and so, anyways, I pull to the gas station, I fill that puppy up, and I'm saying, man, I'm enjoying my new truck. And here's what I did. I text my wife, and I said, honey, look, here's our new truck. Look at that. Oh, I said, I was on the phone, said, honey, we got a new truck. I said, I'm canceling my flight. I'm going to drive home in our new truck. It comes with a chainsaw. It comes with some reading glasses to get the right directions. And I said, it came with a load of wood. And I said, I'm enjoying it out here. And I'm driving my new truck. I'm going down the field, and I'm seeing these cornfields and soybeans, right? Is that soybeans and things that I'm driving? And I'm thinking, I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking about what the Bible says. The harvest is plenteous, right? The harvest is white, it's ready. And I know maybe the harvest is not quite ready yet. You're a little behind. I was talking about a month behind. How's your church doing? You a little behind? And I'm looking out there, and I see the corn, and I imagine you had no machines, no tractors, those things you guys use. Imagine you have acres and acres of corn that need to be harvested, but you're the only one. How long would it take you to harvest that much acreage? You see, the more help, the more you can accomplish. Maybe your church is a little behind. Maybe there's not the help that's there. You need some help. Listen, your pastor gave me $20 to say this, but I'll say this. No, I'm just joking. You know, your pastor needs help. I know you help him. But listen, you need to help in the ministry. As we read into our text today in 1 Thessalonians, if you would able to stand, if you're able to, chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus. How many is there? Three, right? Paul, Silas, Timotheus, unto the church of Thessalonians, which is in God. Say that with me. In God, the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I pray you bless as only you can. Father, I need you, Lord, these next few moments. Lord, help me to be succinct. Lord, help me to be focused. Lord, help me to be preach us in a way that we can take it and apply it in our life. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, this was a church. A church that really did some amazing things. You study this book out, you read, I encourage you to do it verse by verse, and you'll see this church really was in God. This church did some amazing things. Listen, they were a young church. Hey, Paul started the church and the devil fought and things, and there was Paul, Silvanus, which is Silas and Timothy. It says, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace and from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mentions of you in our prayers. Verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and your labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and in His sight of God and our foe. Do you notice that? You see God, you see Father, you see Jesus, you see Christ. You see God is in this. You see that? Hey, listen, if you're going to make a difference here, hey, God has to be in it. God has to be in it. God has to be invited. God has to be here. And we tell our church, listen, we sing in the morning. Man, we sing and we get them pumped up. And sometimes we say, oh, amazing grace. Sweet as heaven. Hey, God is not in that. No, God is not in that. Hey, here's what God is interested in. Sunday morning, you get up. Hey, I know we're tired. I know we're busy. I know we work. Hey, I know those things. I know there's school. I know there's homework. I know those things. You got to get the kids. You got to do the laundry. You got to cook. I know those things. But Sunday morning, Sunday night, you say, God, man, show up tomorrow. God, show up tomorrow. Hey, Pastor, I'm praying for you. Hey, I'm praying that God will give you the message that I need. Man, hey, listen, it's been a busy week. Man, I need to be in church. Man, I need God to show up. Man, here's how I'm going to do. I'm going to get Saturday night, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God to show up. Man, I need God. Man, it's been a rough week. Man, I went through some things this week. I went through some fires. I went through the floods. I went through some hard times this week. God, I need you to show up. You get on your knees and pray Saturday. You wake up Sunday morning. All right, kids. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, it's time to go to church. Hey, grab your Bibles. Hey, grab your notebook. Hey, honey, come on. We're going to go to church. Amazing grace. Man, you sing your heart. Hey, listen, let God show up. It starts with you. You come to church. Brother, how you doing, man? Hey, good to see you. How you doing? You doing all right? You doing all right? Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, I like that bolo tie. Hey, I've been praying for you. Hey, how are you? You treating him all right? All right, good deal. He's not smiling. Hey, man, how you doing, brother? Hey, you saved? You're smiling. You must be saved. Amen. Sis, how are you? You staying out of jail? Amen. Barely. Amen. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? We're smiling. Amen. Hey, what's going on? We're happy. Amen. Hey, we're excited. Hey, we're not worried about what happened through the week. We're not worried about what happened yesterday. Hey, we are focusing. We are encouraging. Well, when God has our hearts open, we have our hearts open to God. Hey, listen, the Spirit comes. God says, hey, these guys want me here. Hey, my church, upon this rock, I will build my church. My kids want me. My children want to hear from me. Having that kind of attitude, you come to church. Or you say, man, I'm broke. Had a rough week, man. Man, I got arguments. Man, my lights got shut off. I got no gas. Man, I don't even want to come to church today. Man, I tried to read my Bible. Where is my Bible? Man, I'm trying to read this. Man, I'm asking God, man, I don't even... NIV, what in the world? Man, I'm reading this. Dear Joe. Hi, who's Joe? You want me to read this? I'm joking. You're reading this, man. God, I'm trying to read my Bible, and man, I'm not getting anything out of it. Man, I'm struggling. I'm going through a hard time. Man, my bills are piling up. And, man, I can't get over this sickness. Man, going through some marital problems. Hey, life. We tell our people, hey, you come to our church. I say, you're going to look around, you're going to see a lot of unperfect people. And I'm definitely not unperfect. I said, I'm messed up, dude. I'm messed up. But I love God. Amen. You see, when we come with worries, we come with things to church, it hinders your spirit. It hinders your spirit, and you block God out of it. You block God's blessings in your life, your encouragement, when we bring these things to God. But when you come to church, allow God to work in your life. You see, this church was in God. God was here. God was wanted. God moved in this church. And this church, they did some wonderful things. They were in God in Christ. Look at this. It says, Paul and Silvanus to Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with me to John 15. This church was in God. Look what God says. What God says. What Jesus says here in John 15. Look in verse number one. It says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and may bring forth more fruit." Look at this. Now ye are clean through the word salvation. You're saved, right? God makes you clean. God takes all the sin out of your life. We come to church. We confess. We get things right. We get all the stuff. We come to church. Psalm 51, renew my heart. Renew the right spirit. Renew the joy of thy salvation. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. We see that in Psalm 51. Look what it says here. And let's see, John 15, it says, look at verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you as an individual. Look at verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. Okay? Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except ye abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. God wants you to abide in him. God wants you to draw nigh to him. When we draw nigh to him, what does he do? He draws nigh to you. He abides in you. Therefore, we have God in our hearts, in our life, and our face will show it. We are going to be excited. And God will show up. You'll do some good things in this church. Lives will be changed. The frowns turn to smiles. Depression, obviously, will be turned into rejoicing when God is here. So abide in Christ and he will abide in you. Look at go back to 1 Thessalonians. Look back to chapter number 1. They were in God and in Christ. The blessing, when you are with God and in Christ, look at this. God will give you grace. God will give you grace. Grace be unto you and peace from God. So when God is in you, when you abide in God, God abides in you, there comes grace. Amen. Amazing grace. It is favor that we don't deserve. Hey, listen, you've done some things you shouldn't do. Hey, you watched some things you shouldn't watch. You said some things you shouldn't say. You heard some things. Listen, but God's grace, you are clean. By God's grace, you are forgiven. You got another shot. You got another opportunity. That's the grace that God gives you when you abide in him. Not only that, look at this. He gives you peace. He gives you peace. He gives you rest. When God, you see, there's some benefits that comes with God. Hey, there's some benefits that come with God. He gives you grace. Hey, he gives you peace. Look at God, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we look at verse 2, and we are thankful. Being thankful. I prayed this morning, oh God, thank you. Man, thank you for a wonderful bed. Oh, thank you for my wonderful new truck. Oh, thank you for my chainsaw. I can't wait to use it when I get home. Oh, thank you, God, for your blessings. Oh, great. Oh, by grace, are you saved? Oh, Father, I appreciate what you do for me. Lord, I appreciate you. Father, I thank you for where you brought me out of. Hey, Gina, thank you for my mom. Thank you for my dad. Hey, thank you for my church. Thank you for my pastor and his wife. I thank you, God, for a Bible that gives me truth, that Bible that gives me hope. Thank you for forgiving me. Lord, I'm sorry, but I'm not. Many times I'm not the Christian that I should be. Many times I'm not reading the Bible. I'm not praying. I'm not giving. I'm not getting involved. I'm not investing. I'm not doing the things that I'm supposed to do. But Father, please forgive me. God forgives you. Hey, you ought to be thankful that we serve a wonderful God. Hey, you ought to be thankful for your children. You ought to be thankful for your car. You ought to be thankful for the job. You ought to be thankful for those fields. Hey, you ought to be thankful for everything that you have in your life because God gave you those things. Be thankful for your church. Be thankful for each other. Encourage each other. Love each other. Hey, listen, it's not you against each other. We told our ladies we have fellowships every now and then. And we have fellowship now and then. I told our ladies that, now listen, ladies, you play nice. You play nice. And it's if I hear, it's if I hear this family is complaining about this family not bringing food. If I hear complain about this family, them taking all the food. If I hear complaining, well, this potato salad don't taste right. Or this fire bread's not big enough. Amen. I said, fellowship, no more fellowship. I said, if that's going to cause division in our church, I'm not having that. I said, I'm not going to allow the devil to mess this up. We're working on the church, putting up our drywall, and when I'm sitting there, I'm delegating. I love being a pastor. I mean, I'm delegating, and I'm sitting back and things, and they're doing a drywall, and I noticed two of our guys were there, and they were kind of started competing a little bit. And I noticed, I caught on that. I said, whoa, 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 hold on, hold on, put that down. I said, time out, time out, time out. I said, put your egos away. So I'm not having that. So you put up a drywall, do it right, do it nice, but leave your ego out of it. I know you do it this way, and I know you do it that way. I know yours is better than his, and I know yours is better than his. So what? Good for you. Just do it. Good. Do it to the glory of God. Amen. What am I doing? I'm reuniting the men. I'm teaching them. There's no division. I'm teaching. I don't want pride to get in this. I want God to be there. I want God to bless them for what they're doing. I want God to work in their life. I want God's blessings on them for building his house. So therefore, I said, be careful. Don't do that. They were in God. They were in Christ. Look at this. They served God faithfully. Look in verse 3. It says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and in his sight of God and our Father. They serve God faithfully. Look at this. They had the right foundation. They worked in faith. They had the right foundation. They worked in faith. Not only did they have the right foundation, they had the right motive. They labored in love. Let me ask you this. Why are you here? Are you here for Pastor Ross? Or are you here because of God? Why do you do what you do? Why do you give the missions? Why do you drive the bus? Why do you drive? Why do you teach a class? Hey, why are you going to college? Why are you doing it? I pray you're doing it because you love God. It's a work of faith. They had the right foundation. They worked in faith. They had the right motive. They worked. They labored in love. They had the right goal. They were patient in hope. Look at this. They had the right attitude. They did this. Look at this. Go back to verse number, let's see, to verse number 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this. In the sight of God and our Father. You know, you work better when your boss is right there. You know, you behave when your pastor's around. Teenager, amen. When mama comes in, daddy comes in, or you're going to behave. Right? Listen, God is watching you. This is his building. This is his ministry. This belongs to him, and he's watching you. And he wants to be here. He wants to bless your life. He wants to help you. He wants you to serve him with the right attitude.
Well, I don't want to do this. Well, how come he doesn't do this? I do everything.
No, that's not the right attitude. Our attitude is, man, I get to do this. I get to do this. Your motive, our patience of hope. Listen, we live in a vile society, and Jesus is coming. We don't have much time. Hey, listen, the harvest out here, a month late? When it's time? They're going to get after it because they don't want to lose anything. Hey, listen, we don't have much time. You don't have much time. And every one of you to get up and say, God, what would thou have me to do? I want to serve. I want to make a difference. I want to contribute. I want to be a part of this. I want to help. I want to do something. I realize I don't have my... You can come home. You can come back anytime. I remember as a kid, and we didn't have electricity. I'm almost dead. We didn't have electricity. We didn't have anything. And my grandfather would say, okay, so he was... You. This is all in Navajo. He would say, go get some wood. I want you to... I said, go get some wood. I want you to chop it, and I want you to bring it in the house, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. And he goes into town. Town was about an hour away, and oh, I have plenty of time. Man, I'm playing, I'm doing this, I'm running around the woods, and where we grew up, you can see about 3 miles down the road, and when someone's coming, you knew that truck was coming to your house. And I'm looking down, and I'm playing, and I saw something, and I saw some dirt. And I saw a truck, and I'm looking. You know who it was? My grandpa. And I looked at the wood. It wasn't chopped. I looked at the chores. It wasn't done. What am I doing? Man, I am rushing. Man, I'm bam, 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 as quick as I can, because my grandfather's coming. Hey, listen, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and Jesus is coming home. What are you doing? This church needs to be in God. When God comes into this place, he encourages you and he moves you. Because you're sensitive to the Spirit. Because God wants to use you. You may feel like that pinky toe, but listen, you are important. And you, every one of you, can contribute to something. Let me ask you this. Imagine, when's your soul winning time? Saturdays, what time? A little different. Okay, let's say soul winning time. Let's say everybody showed up. Everybody showed up. How much more to get done? But God has to show up. When God shows up, we get things done. Is God in your life? Is God in your ministry? Is God in your family? And let God be here. Let God be here. Father, Father, I want to thank you for this church. Father, I know this church is full of abilities, full of talent. Father, I know these sweet people, they love you. They care about you. Sometimes we just need a little pushing to get going. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of how good we have it. Sometimes we forget, we take our salvation, we take church, we take everything for granted, we lose focus. We don't have much time. And Father, you want to show up. You want to do something with each and every individual. Doesn't matter how old they are. Doesn't matter the talent level. Doesn't matter. You just want to show up and get some things done. And I pray each and every individual tonight, today, they would open their heart and say, God, I need you to work in my life. I need you to show up in my life and do some things using this church. Man, I had some bitterness against a family. I had some doubts. I had some things that I'm dealing with. Lord, will you show up and help me? Give me some wisdom, Father. Give me some encouragement. I want to do it. I want to help my church. I want to give. I want to get involved. I just know how to do it. I just know where to start. It starts by coming to the altar. And it starts by giving your life to Jesus Christ.